Today's episode of The Breakaway is brought to you by our presenting partner. That's right, presenting partner, U.S. Bank. This is the first episode where they are the presenting partner, so you will be hearing much more from them throughout the podcast this year. So we're very excited to have them aboard as they want to help you on your road to financial wellness. On today's episode, General Manager and President Todd Donovan is on the podcast. Got to interview him about the early start to the season for the Republic and much, much more. I ask him an MLS question or two as he gives us a little bit of insight there. So a lot of stuff coming on today's episode. Super excited to talk to Todd. Anytime we talk to him, he is just a wealth of information. They talk about the strange stretch they've been going through with four games in 12 days, which is a lot. And I asked Todd to put that in perspective for us as a former player as well, what the players are going through physically in that crazy, crazy stretch, and much, much more. He talks about the play of the team early on in the season. So a lot of stuff coming on this episode. And then at the very end, we're going to talk to one of our Art and Fair artists, Doncho, who is designing a Pride piece for Pride Month that'll be auctioned off later this month. So that's all coming up on today's episode. But first, this financial timeout is brought to you by U.S. Bank. Today, we're talking about financial wellness. What is it and how do we know we've achieved it? Simply put, financial wellness is about having clear goals and the ability to manage money to meet those goals. Sometimes this can seem daunting. Trying to understand your credit score, get out of debt, or pay bills on time are all common goals. With a little patience and planning, anyone can work toward a brighter financial future. Financial wellness is a lifelong learning process and it evolves and changes as your life does. The most important first step is to start where you are. For more information about financial wellness, visit usbank.com/financial IQ. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. All right, let's do it. Welcome to The Breakaway, a Sacramento Republic podcast.
Bandit in the box! Unbelievable strike!
My goodness, what a defensive play!
Half the crowd can't even believe it!
I want to keep today's open brief because the most important thing coming up is the Todd Donovan interview that's coming up here in just a moment. But I just wanted to talk about the stretch that the team has been on briefly with four games in 12 days. It's five games in 19 days. And really, it's the team's first test against that crazy, crazy schedule when the beginning of the season they were playing games not as often. So kind of turned from a jog into a sprint real quick. But the thing is, it's so early in the season. Things are still trying to figure out. I understand the results haven't exactly been there, but I know that coaching staff and the players are dedicated to getting this figured out, and this was a tough stretch. I believe that the coaching staff is very confident, and the players are confident in where they're at. It's still early. There's still more than three-quarters of the season remaining, so there's still a lot of time. And it was a tough stretch as far as teams. I mean, there wasn't really a no slouch in the games you play, four games in 12 days. And so the guys, I think, are getting a much-needed break, and they can regroup before Oakland next Saturday and then the following Saturday against Phoenix. So the next two matches, we'll hopefully see Sacramento turn this around and get a win, get 3 points against Oakland. That's a big match coming up, trying to break this little skid they're on. But overall, it's early in the season. A lot of stuff still coming. Just an incredibly, I don't even care if you win games, like four games in 12 days is daunting. No matter if you get four wins, like it's just tough. It's incredibly hard when you have players going on international break, like we did with, you know, Shannon Gomez, Rafa Diaz, Carlton Belmar, a few knick-knack injuries, a little, some nagging injuries, a couple guys having to miss a game or two. I mean, that stuff weighs on you. So, I don't know. I still think we're in a good spot here, and I get to ask Todd Donovan about a lot of that coming up later. So, but I understand it was a tough stretch, and it's a big few games coming up because Sacramento really looking to kind of put that little part of the season behind them. Before we get to Todd Donovan, voting is now open for the fourth edition of the Republic FC Kickstart. The voting will close on June 14th. As Republic FC, again, partnering with Suncrest Bank to give away another $10,500 to the region's LTBQ plus small business community. Go to sacrepublicfc.com/suncrestbank to vote for your favorite business now. Help them get a grant as that will close on June 14th. Our friends at Suncrest Bank. Not only believe local matters, they prove it with their support of Sac Republic. When you think about the struggles we've endured over the past year and a half, it's good to know that Suncrest Business Recovery Center is at the backs of local business the entire time. With PPP, SBA, and agribusiness loans, they're here for the long haul, ensuring our community not only survives, but thrives. Suncrest Bank is where the Central Valley turns for personal and business banking needs. Visit any one of their 7 locations or online at suncrestbank.com. You can also call 916-830-3560 and speak to a Suncrest business account representative today. That's 916-830-3560. And hey, give us an assist. Tell them Connor Sutton sent you. Go Republic, go Suncrest Bank, the bank where local matters. An equal housing lender, member FDIC. All right, here's general manager and president of your Sac Republic, Todd Donovan. All right, Republic SC fans, excited to welcome our general manager and president, Todd Donovan, on. Todd, thanks so much for chatting with us. I know it's been a crazy stretch of games for you, but we just wanted to have a our early season check-in. It's been on the schedule for a while. How are you doing? How's everything going?
Good. Yeah, like you said, we're excited to have the season underway, excited to have fans back, the life, the soul of the club back in the stands. We're going to reopen on June 26th against Phoenix, to full capacity and get the place rocking. I mean, you've been there. You've been responsible for a lot of that hype. But it's just it's real, and getting the fans back in and seeing that and feeling that, our players have felt that. You can feel it in the stadium, the energy, the excitement. It's been pent up for a long time, and it's great to be back. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, obviously, yes, we've had a tough stretch. We started well, 2 wins out of the gate, and then we've been on a rough slide for the last 5 games, really. But when you look at it, it's been a 19-day stretch. So it's less than 3 weeks. We've, because of the compact schedule, because we started later, we knew there was going to be some periods in the season that were, trying on our group, and we didn't get off to a good start on that swing and weren't able to dig out of it. So I think we want to have some perspective, and understand that there's so much to play for, and we're right in the thick of it, and we've done a lot of good things. So I think as we look at it, a lot of work to be done, but also anything but hitting the panic button. I think we're in a good spot, and we're going to continue to work at it.
Well, there's lots of time left, just less than a fourth of the way through the season. And I know one of the things that I notice when going through the stats is seeing that the team is fourth in the league in distribution. You can see that on the field. What are the things that you are looking at and seeing when you're watching these games and going to training?
Yeah, I mean, the guys they're doing a lot of good things. I think the end product hasn't been there, and that's not necessarily just finishing. We haven't created as much. I think, from a mentality standpoint, when you're down a little bit and when things haven't been going your way, sometimes it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and you might not take that extra risk to make that run, before the cross comes in. You might not make that. You're almost waiting for some things to happen rather than making them happen. So I think our guys need to get back to basics. Have confidence, because they should have confidence. We have a good team. We have good players. We have good chemistry. And I guess what gives me the most confidence is that we have a group of guys that is a great locker room, that have great leaders, and have the kind of metal that can weather things like this and come around. It's easy to tear apart at the seams when you have adversity, but that's not what our club is about. That's not our identity, and we were built for difficult moments. So, that's what gives me a lot of confidence.
Well, the last 12 days really have been wild. 4 games in 12 days, very little break. So I know it's been tough on the guys as far as just getting back. It's the first real stretch of the season where there's a lot of games and less amount of days. How does that affect things in the lineup for certain players who maybe are battling nagging injuries?
Yeah, we've had some injuries. We obviously lost 3 players to international call-ups during this period. So it's been testing, but there's also been positives out of that. We've been able to use our entire roster. So every single player has gotten on the field, has gotten minutes, has gotten important contributions to the team. And that's going to pay dividends, because we'll have a roster, and Mark will have a full roster to choose from, and competition will be good in training. So there's been a lot of positives that have come out of it. You see our academy players continue to get more and more minutes. That's a huge positive. Rafael Jauregui came on at home and really sparked the team, in our last game at home, and did some things that showed why he is a special player. Hayden Sargis back in the lineup. Mario's come on and had some nice contributions. So we continue to set the bar with those guys, and we believe in them, and they're going to continue to show up for us.
Todd, obviously you're a former player, you know, won 5 MLS rings, and I'm curious to know, did you ever play 4 games in 12 days? Because I know that's got to be tough for these guys playing through this stretch, but what is that like? Can you give us what that's like as a player trying to go through that?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, there's no question about it. There's a mental toll. There's a physical toll for sure. And it's about managing your body and sort of that period. It's certainly easier if you get off to a good start in that run and it sort of carries you through and there's momentum and the suffering is a little, you know, you sort of enjoy it a little bit more, if that makes sense. If you don't, it's tougher, right? Because you don't have much time to react. But at the same time, you get a quick turnaround to try and make up for anything that happened. You don't have time to dwell on the past. So I think for me, it was always an incredible challenge, you know, to have those moments. But it's something that, you know, really brings the team together, because you do go through a lot in a short amount of time. It's game, and you're really just trying to figure out who you are as a group. It's actually kind of fun when you have, you know, rotation within the group, and you can have multiple players come on the field, guys that maybe don't always start getting opportunities, and it's a challenge for everybody and a moment to come together. You know, this round of games, again, in 12 days, we're not going to let that define our season in a negative way. We're going to hopefully define it as a positive, because, hey, we went through, you know, a tough stretch and we came out of it, and this is how we did it. So our guys, you know, we want to continue to look forward and use this as a positive for us.
Another positive story is watching Nobby come home and play in front of the fans. We've seen some of the quotes come about, you know, what it's been like for him to play in front of people in Sacramento. Had probably one of the loudest plays that wasn't a goal this year as far as fan reaction with that chase down slide tackle that really saved a goal. But what have you liked and what have you seen from him as far as bringing into the squad?
Yeah, so good to have Nobby back. I mean, he's somebody that we obviously knew from our academy, has trained with us at various times throughout his time at UC Davis, and he's just a great human being, first and foremost. He's a great person. And a really big time competitor. You saw that in that play. You know, that's exactly what you want out of any player, especially your defenders, that mistakes are going to happen. But how do you react to those mistakes? And his reaction was, hey, I'm going to make up for it. He sprinted 50 yards, you know, and made a game saving tackle. So, I mean, those kind of things are huge. And it just shows everybody on the team, you know, gives them a lot of confidence in him and what the group's doing.
The Pacific Division, I've said it, you know, before on the podcast, and people have probably agreed, I think you might have even agreed, is that it's the toughest division in the league. We've seen how every single match you have to bring it with these teams in the Pacific Division. And, you know, a little bit of a break here for the team. The next home match isn't until June 26th, but it'll be in front of full fans. How much of an impact do you think that has? I mean, like, there's still 12 home matches left, which is still a ton of time for these guys to play in front of, you know, full capacity fans.
Yeah, it's a great point. I mean, our division is brutal, right? But in a good way. Like, we embrace that. We think that's going to be good for us. We love that challenge. And so really what it means is you can quickly go up or down, right? If you lose a few games, the teams that you're losing to are in your division and they pop up. Conversely, same deal. You can make up ground quickly. For as bad of a stretch as this has been, you know, it at least in terms of the feeling, you look at the standings, we're 6 points out of first place. 6 points. We're 1 point, you know, at this stage, out of third place. And yes, there's games in hand and some things, you know, fully aware of that. But the point is you can make things up quickly, and you can, you know, I think it's really important for our team to understand that and not, you know, get too caught up in the emotions of the last 4 or 5 games, because it has been tough. But you have to have a short memory. Whether you're winning or losing, it's all about the next game. And right now we need to focus on, you know, on Oakland coming up and getting back to what we do well.
What are some of the areas, you know, heading into that Oakland match that you see the team could make some improvements, you know, heading into that match in the middle part of the season?
Yeah, when you get in some of these funks, and I went through it as a player as well, you sort of, you know, the little things you don't do quite the same. So, you know, it starts to feel like you don't get the bounces, you don't get the luck, but that's actually your own making, right? You don't make that extra run, you don't put that extra shot on frame that can maybe end up in a lucky bounce, or, you know, those things just don't go your way when you're not, you know, feeling that vibe and you're not, you don't have that mojo to kind of make things happen. That's what I was saying earlier. If you're waiting for things to happen and waiting for the perfect pass, the perfect shot, it's never going to come. You have to create, you have to, you know, take chances and be aggressive. So I think for our guys, they need to continue to believe in themselves, believe in each other, pick each other up. If your teammate makes a mistake, be there to help them out. You know, that's really how you break out of things like this. There's no magic formula. It's working hard. It's keeping your head down, forgetting about what happened, you know, yesterday, 5 minutes ago, 2 minutes ago. It's on the next play, and just, you know, always having that forward focus.
What do the next 10 days look like for the team? Obviously, the game coming up next Saturday against Oakland, but I'm sure this is pretty valuable training time, but you also have to get, you know, rest for the amount of games you just played in, you know, 12 days.
Yeah, Mark and the medical staff are going to have to do, a lot of work to get guys healthy again. And you said it, there's got to be some rest, right? We're coming off four games in 12 days. That is a brutal stretch, and, you know, our guys are feeling it. So I think there'll be definitely some downtime. I think Mark will give the guys the weekend off and let them kind of recharge and come back ready to go again for next week. But to your point, we haven't trained really either during that phase. So it makes it difficult to make a lot of adjustments to work your way out of it when it's game. But there's no excuses, right? Like you have to deal with that. And I think it'll be nice to get back to the training field, let the guys get back into a rhythm and be ready for the Oakland game.
You talked about confidence earlier and how important that is. What is the confidence level like of the squad right now? Are they still feeling confident? You know, I know it's early in the season, but are they still feeling good?
Yeah, I think one thing, again, why I have a lot of confidence in these guys is their character. And, you know, as we put this team together, we got guys that have the characteristics and the values that our club shares and who our identity is. You know, we're indomitable. We talk about that all the time, but that's what comes through in times like these. When you have adversity, when you need to persevere, overcome things, when you have that characteristic that, hey, we're going to expect there to be some bumps along the way. That could be in game, that could be over the course of the season. Expect it. Know that there's no such thing as a perfect season. There's no such thing as a perfect game. There's going to be mistakes, but you're going to keep going. And if you have that mentality, which our guys do, over time, that's going to win out. And we feel very confident. Mark's a fantastic coach. He's going to continue to push these guys forward. The team's going to come together. You have to remember, too, we have a lot of new faces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, roughly half the team is new. So there's still a gelling process that's happening. And, you know, ultimately that takes time. So we're going to get this right. The team's going to get it right. And we're going to see the results start to turn around. You know, we have the perspective. We know you can't just sit around and wait for that to happen. You got to make it happen. And I think our guys are going to refocus and take a breath now and get after it again.
One of the strengths of this team, you know, coming into the season, we talked about, it was the depth of this team and in so many different positions. And then you see, you know, international break. That takes away a little bit of depth. And then you have some nagging injuries. What will the team, you know, look, not necessarily look like, but how will they feel, you know, getting back to full strength with having everybody able to be used?
Yeah, it's good. I like when you have depth and you have your full group, you can compete in training, and that's how you raise the level, because you know that the guy next to you wants your spot, and if you don't bring it every single day and he does, guess who's taking your spot? So that's how you raise the level in training. You have a healthy competition. You have guys who want to get after it and want to challenge each other, you know. And when your teammate is maybe dragging, you let them know about it. You try and pick them up, but you also want to keep the standards high. So I think having a period where we can get back into a nice training rhythm, get going again, it's a good chance for Mark, the coaching staff, and really the players to kind of reset and get this thing rolling, because the margins are so thin. The margins in professional sports are so thin. The margins in soccer, the difference between winning and losing is, I mean, 0.25%, right? And we are doing a lot of good things out there. We have a lot of good, ideas and you know, plays that we're making. We just need to kind of fine tune, tweak here, tweak there, and suddenly it's a different outlook.
June 26th, full fans are back. Obviously, everybody's very excited about it. But specifically, you're playing against Phoenix, which is the top team in the Pacific Division right now. But it's going to have more roar to the back of the players with, you know, more fans in the building. What do you think that means to, I mean, what does it mean to you, but also mean to the players to have, you know, all of Sacramento on their back as they head against Phoenix?
It's everything. I mean, it's the difference between zero fans to, you know, what we've had in the limited capacity has been huge. And I think taking that next jump back to our, you know, our full capacity stadium, you know, getting the fans back in like that, it is a massive boost for our guys. To just know that they've got that support, it's one of our biggest advantages. It's one of the things that sets us apart from everyone else. And it, that energy, that vibe is felt not just on game days, but, you know, throughout the week as well.
Well, Todd, I don't know if you know this. This is actually your 101st day in office as president. So I figure this is a great. I know you probably didn't know that. You're probably not tracking it. I have it here on my computer. Can you
that
give?
That doesn't sit up every day. You don't have like a counter up there.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do every single day. Really, every five, I kind of regroup and make sure we're all good. Can you give us a 100-day report on the first 100 days for you as president?
Yeah, it's been wild and crazy and great, and you know, I think all the things that everybody sees. There's so much going on at all times. I think I'm incredibly impressed with our staff. You know, I've obviously been in the office and worked with our coaching staff, but both sides of the house here are so incredibly dedicated to what they do. It impresses me every single day, and the product that you see on the, you know, on a Saturday at a home game, so much goes into that. And really a huge shout out to our staff, because I've been able to appreciate it even more sitting in this chair now. It's incredible what people do here, and you know, it's been fun. So yeah, it's been fast and furious, no doubt about it. We've had a ton of new things that have popped up. We have Heart Health Park, which has been a tremendous you know, initiative, program. It couldn't be a better fit for our brand, for awareness, health, you know, being active, playing sports. And it's been wonderful to partner with Western Health Advantage on that and the American Heart Association. I think it's a perfect fit for our club and for the stadium. You know, obviously we've got fans coming back in droves. You know, when I started back in on March 1st, you know, we didn't have fans at that point, and we were still in the throes of the pandemic. So, you know, this has come a long way in a very short amount of time, and I'm incredibly optimistic for the rest of the season. As we continue to welcome everybody back safely into the park. That's been huge. I think obviously our team is going through a process that every year is different. Every you know, formation of the team and how it unfolds is different. And you know, this is a period, a very challenging period now that we're gonna hit head on, and we're gonna tackle that challenge. You know, and I have every faith that Mark and the players are gonna get this figured out. You know, obviously, the MLS, right? There's so much going on behind the scenes on that front that is very optimistic, that is very exciting, that we work on every single day. It's one of those things that, you know, unfortunately, until we have, you know, kind of final news, we can't come out with daily reports on the progress there. But we continue to be optimistic. We continue to work heavily on that, you know, with the city. We have conversations with MLS regularly and, you know, and investors. So it has been an awesome first 100 days, and can't wait to continue to work here and get things moving forward.
How does the inner workings of this process, you know, with MLS and with also running a USL team at the same time, how does that inner workings of that process work?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it all starts and ends with Kevin Nagel. You know, he has backstopped this club in a way that, you know, we wouldn't be here without him. And, you know, again, when a critical moment came up and back in February, Kevin was there to stand up and say, I've got this. We've got this. We're not going anywhere. To be able to work with Kevin, to see how he how much he cares about this team, how excited he gets when we win, how much it hurts him when we don't win. He cares about this in a way that I get to see on a very real basis, and you get to see why Kevin Nagel has invested so much of his time, so much of his money, so much of his energy into this club and this city. he genuinely cares. And having that and seeing that every day and seeing how much he cares about, again, the staff and the players. And there's so many things going on, and we have a laundry list when we talk every day of things to go through. We could be in the middle of, you know, MLS talks, different things, and he stops me and he says, hey, tell me about the team. How is so-and-so? Who's injured? Who's starting on the weekend? How are we doing? That is the kind of thing that, you know, not everybody gets to see, but I'm fortunate to be able to have that lens, and I'm incredibly thankful for his leadership and his backstopping and the whole thing.
Well, as you were going through the list, I realized how wild of a first 100 days it is with the new naming rights partner for the stadium, you know, welcoming fans back. So a lot of things obviously going on. So I have to ask you, because, you know, we play MLS Fantasy in the office. If there was one person, you know, who would be the worst or best commissioner in our office, who would it be?
Listen, I think your commissioner skills are second to none. We've had several commissioners over the years. No offense to some of the past commissioners that we've had. You've taken it to another level. I mean, first of all, the execution. We've got how many do we have in the league? 18?
18
in the league. I mean, that is strong within the office. The banter that goes back and forth. I mean, first of all, you beating Colin, him having to have a mustache for one of our games. I mean, that is you can't beat that. But it's great. I mean, this is literally part of my job, right? Is picking teams and having players. So I love doing it. I love, you know, kind of the banter, and it's a great way for us to connect as a staff. It's been fun, and I'm gunning for first place. Eamon, I know he's in first place currently. You know, and has snuck out a couple of results, but hats off to him. And, you know, hopefully, I know he's from England, so I think he's probably a little unfamiliar with our playoff system here and how that's really where you your bread is buttered. So he can kind of run away with it if he thinks that's how he's going
to
win.
Well, he was fired up to play you when you guys went head to head, and he was telling me all week about how, like, who he's going to pick and all this kind of stuff. I'm like, listen, man, I don't want to know, because I don't want to have any sort of fine. I don't want to hear anything about, you know, how I was doing something incorrectly. But I have to say, when we talked about me being the commissioner, and I wrote the first email as the commissioner, I had to double check on the spelling of commissioner, because I don't know if you realize there's two S's in commissioner. First time I wrote the email, there was not. So we got that cleaned up. So I feel like that was my first issue. But it has been a ton of fun. And anytime, well, can we talk about how good Colin Falvey's mustache looked, though, real quick?
It was strong, and he grew it in like a half a day. I mean, that was the other thing.
Unbelievable. I thought it was going to look so bad, and it looked awesome. Arguably should still have it, but
he's got a little curl with it. He can do some pretty special things.
It's incredible, incredible. Thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll do it. I don't know. Maybe we'll do it mid-season or three-quarters of the way through the season. Thank you again for doing this.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, Connor.
It's time for this financial timeout presented by U.S. Bank. Today, we're talking hashtag goals, hashtag money goals, to be specific. The first step to financial wellness is getting clear about those goals. Do you want to pay down debt, save for a trip, build up your emergency savings? Write down your top three financial goals and prioritize them. Then add a little purpose. Imagine how accomplishing your goals will feel. An example might be, when I pay down my debt, I'll feel relaxed because I'll be able to use the money I was spending on credit card payments to save for a vacation. I got my honeymoon coming up. Been trying to pay off my car for a few years. Finally did so, and now that money can go into vacation. Maybe a few margaritas, a few extra margaritas this time around. Write down that goal on a sticky note as a reminder to yourself, or make creative visual reminders, which are a great way to stay motivated. Find out more about financial wellness at usbank.com/financial IQ. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. All right, let's get to Art and Fair artist, Doncho. All right, Republic FC fans, exciting to have this guest on. Another one of our Art and Fair artists, Doncho, is on the podcast. Doncho, how's it going? How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Happy Pride.
Yes, it is Pride Month, as you just mentioned. And we've, you know, partnered up with you for a couple of exciting things. And I wanted to talk about the first one, obviously, is the piece of art that you are designing that is going to be auctioned off to fans and people in the area. And so I want to ask you, tell me a little bit about the piece. What was your inspiration behind it?
Yeah, so my piece was inspired by kind of going back to Happy Times, which is the title of the piece, and just kind of people just celebrating and living life and just expressing themselves and having a big party.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. And I actually saw it right before I came in to interview here. So I'm excited, or I saw a picture of it, I should say. I'm excited for fans to see it. And I know we're going to auction it off. Do we know yet exactly when we're going to auction off and how that's going to work yet?
I'm not 100% sure, but I believe it's going to be auctioned off after the month of Pride. I know that they're working with the LGBTQ plus community center in making that happen and choosing an organization that it'll go towards.
Excellent. Well, I'm excited that that's so important. Obviously, I wanted to ask too, you know, because it is a Pride piece. It is a for Pride Month and everything. So I wanted to ask, how do those two things in your piece kind of tie together with Republic as well as Pride?
Well, I mean, I feel that the pieces, they kind of tie together with just people kind of celebrating, you know. I know soccer and the Republic, you know, really big in community and support and, you know, alliance. And I think those kind of tie in together with, you know, with the LGBTQ plus community and Pride Month. And it's something that, you know, carries on after just a month.
Right.
So I think overall it's kind of like just about support and community, you know?
Absolutely. No. And I know you do a lot of other art as well. For people who want to see more of your work, how can they do so?
Yes. You can see my artwork on my website, which is donshowart.com, and also on my Instagram, which is my first name, Doncho, and my last name, Telemanoski. And that's where you can find all my artwork and, you know, projects I'm working on.
Awesome. I'll have that in the description for this episode as well, so people can drop that in and see it in case they don't exactly know how to spell it. Telemanoski, great name. I told you this before we started. I love your name, so it's excellent. So thank you so much for doing this. Excited to see, you know, how much money is raised and to see your artwork on display a little bit more. So thank you for doing this.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Our thanks to Todd Donovan for talking to us for 20-ish minutes or so about the season so far. We'll have him back on later on in the season as well. Thank you to Doncho for jumping on. And, of course, thank you to our presenting partner, U.S. Bank. It's the first episode. You'll see their logo on all of our graphics going forward for this year. So thank you to U.S. Bank. Really, really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. Thank you guys for listening to this episode and this podcast. If you haven't done so already, please rate, review, and subscribe or follow, depending on if you're on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We thank you for your support. And as always, go Republic!